What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Back again to Real with Mike and Jillian Rosato. This is like an evening session.
Ooh.
We're getting this is actually probably terrifying because it's 7:30 in the evening. I've been up since 5:15, so this could get crazy.
This could get crazy, right?
I fade real fast after 7 p.m.
You don't have your contacts on.
I don't. My contacts are bothering me today, so I'm wearing my glasses. So I have no peripheral vision whatsoever. I'm the type of person that if I don't have my contacts in and I'm looking at my phone, it's literally like it might as well touch the point of my nose. It's so close for me to see. I'm as blind as a bat. But yeah, it was a beautiful spring day today.
Yeah.
But my eyes were burning for some reason, so I took my contacts out. So you're getting glasses, Jill. Fading out of the day, Jill. So this is gonna be a wild one.
Sexy jazz voice, Jill.
Yeah, I have a deeper voice in the morning and the evening. So yeah, let's get into this.
Let's get into it.
And again, you might have our special guest come through. I heard her growling downstairs, so hopefully she's keeping watch of the neighborhood for us.
Right. If you're checking us out for the first time, our special guest is a little Yorkie demon dog.
She's my little angel baby.
She's a demon.
She is.
Oh man, I'm sticking to that. But and then you're talking about you woke up what time this morning?
5:15.
I have a flight tomorrow morning that leaves at 5
yes.
a.m.
So you got to leave here at what, like 3:30?
3:30.
What time's pre-check open in Philly?
5:30, so I won't be able to get.
No.
Yeah.
I thought 4:30.
No, 5:30.
No, it's 4:30 because we always think we're going to make it and then we end up having to sprint to our gate.
Is it 4:30?
Yeah, so you might have to leave at 3 if you need to go through with the peasants that don't have pre-check.
Wow, you sound so bougie.
You've never seen the memes that say that?
But if nobody knows the meme, you just alienated.
It is a meme.
So many of our audience.
Yeah. It is a meme. But they're always like,
the peasants.
When you have TSA pre-check and you walk past the regular security line to see all the peasants. Yo, but low-key, pre-check's the best thing we've ever done.
Sometimes.
It's $75 for 5 years.
Yeah.
Which the times when like we walk in, because normally you want to get there 2 hours beforehand. We can show up like 40 minutes before our flight if pre-check's solid.
Yeah.
And walk right through.
But
no shoes off, no nothing.
In every other airport, yes. Philadelphia, TSA pre-check is lacking. Sorry. I love you, Philly, but
In the morning
it's lacking.
Yeah. I did like an afternoon flight one time and I literally I skipped through. There was nobody there. It was wonderful.
There's some days like Philly makes me want to just get clear, you know. Which is way more expensive than
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
My next step is global entry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we travel international maybe once a year, but I need global entry now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I can't do it.
That's right.
I have gotten to a level in my travel that I need global entry.
Right, right. You don't want to be with those peasants.
Fun fact, though, if people don't know this, TSA PreCheck and global entry, a lot of credit card companies will reimburse you for the fee. Like you can get it for free through your credit card company. Yeah, a couple of them do that.
Look at that.
I've had some friends tell me that. But
look at that. You didn't just come here for life advice. You came here for some financial advice.
Fun fact, I teach Financial Peace University and I'm like, so some credit cards. Dave would not be happy.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't. So I've been at church preaching this series called Love Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about how to respond to people that hurt you in a moral way, how to let people go. And it made me think about, and in fact, this was also like a part of our conversation we had maybe like last week. I forget exactly when we were driving and we were just talking about outgrowing friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple circles of friends that you no longer hang out with, that mm-hmm. I no longer hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say this in the series. I planned on saying it, but I saved it for our podcast.
Oh.
That sometimes people are in your life for a reason, for a season, or for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And the one thing I did say is that sometimes people are could be a part of your history, but not be a part of your destiny.
Yeah. I think there was a reel about that.
Was there?
Yeah, I think so.
So I wanted to just talk about from the standpoint, because I don't think people talk about it a lot. Like as we're in our 40s, Mm-hmm. Looking back at the decades, our 20s, 30s, we're at the place where we can't actually look back.
and
look ahead. And we just
I fall asleep at 7:30.
And look ahead. There are times where your circle of friends change.
Yeah.
And there are times where, you know, I have one friend that has been with me every decade. You have one friend.
Yeah.
That's been there every decade. Despite, you know, one person, they got mad at me. They were like, "You have no friends." And I'm like, yeah, I do. I don't have a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, my circle's small, but
with age, I feel like a lot of times your circle does get smaller because of the ebbs and flows of life. But yeah.
Yeah. And so I kind of wanted to process out loud healthy ways or a healthy perspective of outgrowing your circle of friends.
Yeah.
And when I say outgrowing, I don't want to make it seem like you're better than them.
No, it's just sometimes the ebbs and flows of life. Like, for example, you'll have work friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times you don't work there anymore and you, like, those friendships just kind of, like, you'll talk on social media here and there, but you don't see each other every day. You don't hang out as much as you used to. And that's not always the case, but it commonly happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a matter of, like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
It's just the ebbs and flows of life. Like, for example, like, some people are like, well, why don't you hang out anymore? Like, a lot of times, like, it's a Friday happy hour. And everyone just goes right after work to happy hour and they get food and whatever. And it's like a natural flow of things. But we know, and a lot of people our age know, like, a Friday happy hour, like, unless you're going straight from work, you got to go home. You got to pick up Bozo from weight room at 4:30. And
Bozo's our youngest.
I love him though. And by the time you get home, you got to walk the dog. You're not getting back out for happy hour.
Right,
things
right.
change. So it's right. easier when you're with those people to go out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that sets us up for, like, here are the four reasons. And we could give some examples of some of these four reasons where I think you just be aware that this is just natural ways that you just outgrow your friends, your circle of friends. So I think the first way, it is what it is. You just all of a sudden find yourself in different paths.
Yeah.
Right. So like individuals, we just naturally evolve and one person's pursuing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're pursuing something else. And again, not that one is better than the other.
Yeah.
But they're just different paths. And so they're different interests. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they point to different values, different priorities. And they no longer align with each other.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to maintain a friendship. It's not impossible, but it's difficult to maintain a friendship.
This happened to me when you and I got married. So for the longest time when I was single, Hunter would be gone every other weekend. And I would have the option to go out with my friends that didn't have kids. Some of them were married, but didn't have kids.
Right.
So then when you and I got married, and then it wasn't, I just had one kid. Now I had two kids and our weekends were all over the place and everything. I didn't have the time to go out with my single friends anymore because I'm handling my new family and all these things. And it's not that I didn't want to, it was just my priorities changed.
Right.
Things just went differently. Part of me wishes that I don't think I handled that transition well.
Right.
I was kind of just like, oh, well, I got this. Oh, I got this. And I never just like said like, hey guys, you know, this is my new family. Da, da, da. Like, I want to hang out with you guys, but I can't really do the things I used to do. And I could have been more open because they were still invites given to me and I just quickly shut them down rather than maybe, okay, hey, Mike, I'm not going to do this night. I'm going to go catch up with my friends, which you would have been totally fine with.
No, I wouldn't.
It was just it was just me like being in my, I was in my own world. I was in my own bubble and I wasn't thinking about anything else but the newness of our family. So, but that's an instance of things happening.
Yeah. And it's just different paths.
Yeah.
Again, one's not better than the other. It's just different paths. For me, you know, I had a friend of mine, named Eddie and, you know, we were solid friends, but I decided to just go a different route. He decided to go more of the trade school route. I went to college. Mm-hmm. It's just a different path.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we say hi to each other. We, you know what I mean? But we're not as tight as we used to be.
Yeah.
And I think just call it what it is. Hey, it's just different paths. You're not better. I'm not worse. It's just different paths.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. I think another way, and this isn't, again, hold on to the fact that I'm not saying that you're better, but sometimes personal growth splits people apart.
Yes.
So as you continue to start growing and developing, you can outgrow not the person. You're not outgrowing the person, but you can outgrow the friendship. Because as you develop and that person develop, the friendship doesn't serve each other well.
Yeah.
Because of the way you're growing. So you, when you find yourself in a state of like self-reflection, it allows you to just evaluate the quality and dynamics of that friendship. And you can kind of realize, hey, that's not serving me right now.
Yeah.
As you continue to personally grow, and you can't really support each other in certain things and that kind of stuff. So I think personal growth will force you into outgrowing a friendship.
Well, yeah, because you start surrounding yourselves with different people. You don't have as many common interests when you're like, for me, when I made the transition from bartending to a 9-to-5 corporate job, I lost a lot of friends in that transition, because those were my friends that we were out partying every night. And then it was like, well, I got to be at work at 9 a.m. and I have to be sharp and I need to be ready. Like, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
So it's not that like anything happened per se. It's just our interests were different. I wanted to move into a different phase of my life, and they didn't line up as much anymore. And I felt it after a while, because there would be instances on the weekend where I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll go hang out with my old friends. Yeah. And it was different. I was like, I'm not, like, they've been talking about how they're on like a 4-night bender, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not there
anymore.
That's not my thing anymore. Yeah. You know?
Right. And again, I feel like I have to constantly say, it's not that we're better. Is that you're growing in a different way. Or I would say, you know, there are times where, you know, when I started getting a lot more healthy and working out more and that kind of stuff, it was harder to hang out with my friends that didn't work out and didn't eat well.
Yeah.
And those kind of things, because like, and they have a way faster metabolism than I do.
Yeah.
So they could get away with it and I can't. But because of my personal growth and aspiration, not right now, don't look at me, but, you know, that personal growth kind of severed the relationship naturally.
It's funny. I was talking to someone the other day, and she decided that she wasn't going to drink anymore. And it's not that she had a problem with it or anything. She's like, you know what? As I get older, I don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't want the empty calories. I don't like waking up in the middle of the night sweating. I'm like, same. And even for like one glass of wine, I'm up at 3 a.m. drenched in sweat. Hello, 40s. But she was out to dinner with some people, and they were like on her, like, why aren't you drinking? Like, well, did you take a gummy? Like, and it was like so outside of their mindset that she just didn't want to have a drink. There wasn't anything wrong. She wasn't doing a gummy. It was just, she just doesn't want to drink anymore. And we were talking about it, and she was just like, I felt so uncomfortable. Like, why did I have this need that I felt like I had to explain myself or I had to offer like an alternative thing that I was doing? Like, why couldn't it just be okay?
Right.
And she's like, I just noticed more and more like the friendships that I was having, just the simple stage of just not drinking anymore because you don't want to, was a huge, like, it's like a pivot.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, but I mean, that's a whole societal conversation that we could go into in a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
But it's just another example. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
She's just not into it. And they don't mean any harm by it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just where they're at now, you know?
She doesn't need those party enhancements anymore.
No.
You know? So, yeah, that's personal.
I'm not
growth.
Speaking about myself either.
No, I have a friend.
Yeah, no. Like, true conversation.
I think a third reason we outgrow friendships is, I think, as a result of the first two, different paths, personal growth. Because of that, you start developing boundaries in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the boundaries, you know, they you're trying to protect the health of your life, right?
Yeah.
And in that, you know, these boundaries, you want to protect yourself from toxicity. You want to protect yourself from bad behaviors, bad habits, lack of respect.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, right?
Yeah.
There are just moments where, and it's not even maybe the friends, but maybe the environments that your friends are in.
Yeah.
That boundary, you just go, that's not my place anymore. I don't belong there.
Yeah.
So you establish a new boundary, and that creates a severance.
Yeah.
In the relationship.
I have different levels of friends. So I have like my core group, and like, this isn't a fun fact about me. This is just like not the best fact about me. Like, I'm not a really good friend. Like, unless you're like in my like inner circle, like I'm not a great friend because like I'm busy and I have a lot of stuff going on. Mm. And sometimes I'll let people down because they'll be sending me memes all day or they'll be texting me. And I'm, if you saw my schedule, it's wild. I'm in and out of meetings, Zoom calls, travel, this, that, and the other. And I will, like, at the end of the night, go back and respond. And sometimes I miss texts. There was a meme, like, it's not that I was ignoring your text. I read it, and I was thinking of what I was going to respond. Then I got distracted by this and then that. And by the time I remembered that you texted me, it was 2 weeks later. And now I feel like an idiot responding
right,
to you.
Right, right.
And, like, it's so often I'm like, I'm so sorry. I totally meant to respond. Mm. But regardless, that was a tangent. I have, like, different levels of friends. So, like, mm-hmm. I have, like, my core group. Mm-hmm. That's my Stacy, my sister, Jess Larson. And then I have, like, another layer of friends, like Kate, people like that. And then I have, like, social media friends that, like, we'll talk on social media, but, like, we don't hang out or anything like right. that. And for me, like, I'm not a needy person at all. Same. I had this conversation with someone recently. They're like, are you the type of person that you need me to text you every day? I'm like, no, please yeah, don't. Right. Like, please don't text me every day. Right. Like, I need like send me a meme here and there, but mm-hmm. like, I'm not a needy friend. And I think sometimes when people need that high level of engagement out of right. me, I try to be as upfront as possible about it, but they end up getting disappointed anyway.
Right.
And it's not this rejection. It's I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I also forgot like my Kim, Jess, Steve layer too. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
But like, yeah. So I have my close friends, and then like, there's people that I like am friendly with from church, but like, I'm not telling them everything about my life
right.
because there's it's weird. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you're establishing a boundary, and sometimes people don't like that boundary.
Yeah.
The boundary of,
I mean, I've literally told someone, I'm going to let you down. I'm mm-hmm. human. Like, I let myself down sometimes.
Well, I think
it's when there's like this.
There's a high expectation.
I was just going to say, there's a high expectation that's not communicated.
Right.
Because if it was, I would be like, yo, it's right. not going to happen with
right,
me.
Right, right, right. And especially when somebody's like, well, you know, I sent you something and you just liked it and that was it. Like, I thought that's all you need. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like, so when there's a high expectation, it's an unvoiced expectation. We talked about this last episode. Like, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, and we have boundaries. Like,
yeah.
you know, you put your phone on personal mode at a certain time.
Yeah.
So you don't get that text till the next day.
No.
And you know what I mean? And people get offended by that. You know, yeah, I disappoint people as well because they'll text me. I was just sick last week. Somebody texted me and then I was down for the count. All yeah. day the next day.
Yeah.
And there was like, well, obviously you're mad at me because you didn't respond to me in 24 hours. Nah, bruh. Like,
I didn't respond to anybody.
I didn't respond to anybody. You know what I mean?
I had like, a sinus infection. I was dying.
I was dying, yeah. So boundaries will sometimes create that severance. I think the last thing, and we kind of talked about it already, but again, to just frame it well, is this life transitions.
Mm-hmm.
We experience this. Like, you'll have a life transition when you go from college to working full time,
mm-hmm.
you'll have a life transition. When you have kids, how many friends did you lose? The kidless friends versus yes. the friends with kids.
Yeah. Well, right? And that's, we're stepping into some, it's funny because now I see it like we're at the stage, our kids are older.
Right.
Like they don't want to be around us, and friends from the past that didn't have kids, now they have kids and they're doing all the things that I was doing when they didn't have kids.
Right, right.
But now we're going into the stage where we're like it's cool because we have like Stacey and Jim, Justin Rubin, like those guys. It's like, yo, you want to go to dinner? And we're like, yeah. And like mm-hmm. we go to dinner at like 5:30 and we while out till like 9.
Wow, that's a 9.
But like we have the flexibility to do stuff like that. It's yeah. not, oh, I got to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
One of the pluses is like when we go out with Kate and Bart, I'm like, yo, you want me to bring Hunter? He can babysit for you. And right. they're like, score,
right,
you know,
right, right.
But we don't have a lot of the restraints of people with younger kids that do.
Right.
So that's a different environment too, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. But I lost a lot of friends. The minute I had Chase, I lost a lot of friends because it was just like, I can't just pick up and leave.
Yeah.
Like you can.
Yeah.
Cause I had Chase when I was 23. So that's pretty young.
Yeah.
And so people got upset. Like, well
you were not 23.
What was I?
20, you were 24. He was 24. Born in 05.
My bad. 24.
I'm like 20.
I was still that's young.
Yeah.
24.
And no, yeah.
You can't do the things that other 24-year-olds are doing, right? Because like, no, I got to find somebody to watch this big fat baby.
Yeah. I think to wrap it up, like friendship looks different at different stages. There are different, like, there's different personalities when it comes to like your desires for friendship and life.
Right.
Like some people just like a smaller circle. Some people like to have like a big crew. Like I see pictures of like girls, there'll be like 20 girls and they do all these things together. And I think that's great for them. Mm. But for me, I'm like, it's way too much. I can't do it. But so like, there's nothing wrong with your style of friends. I do recommend having a couple friends though.
For sure.
Like in real life that you can like call up and get coffee or, have dinner or go to a movie just so you have some like human interaction and someone to like share life with.
Right.
But there is going to be ebbs and flows to relationships. In my 43 years, I've seen different variations of them, and they're all okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have had some friendships, and I think I shared this on the podcast before. I have had some friendships that have ended that didn't end well, and I've had the opportunity to say, you know what, like I didn't like the way we ended things, right. And I'm really sorry about right. that, and like because I value that person and I don't like having that like negativity in my life. Mm-hmm. There are some friendships that ended and I'm just like, I'm cool with it.
Right.
I'm good. Yeah. I don't need to have a conversation about it. It's just not meant to
right.
be. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But I think friendship comes in different forms, different styles, different variations as you go through life. And it's just loving the one you're with, you know?
Loving the one you're with.
I don't know. It's 8 o'clock, so it's going to get wild from this point. Wild. I got my lavender chamomile tea. Like, we're getting nuts.
Wow. You're so old. But just remember that. I think just remember, hey, sometimes if you get the opportunity, like you said, to explain to that person, hey, it's just a different path.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life transition. Mm-hmm. I move states away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy. Yeah. You know, or, you know, hey, sorry. Like you said, you violated a boundary.
Yeah.
You know, I can't.
I'm good.
You know, and we move on. But to not have hate in your heart and to hate people, but just realize relationship shift.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like there, I can rest my head at night and know that I don't have hate in my heart for anybody.
Right.
It's just like, I'm too busy loving people to have hate, you know?
Right.
So.
Very good
ending.
That's
another 8 p.m. Or... All right. I'm going to wrap us up. Thank you for joining us this episode, Too Real with Mike and Jillian Rosato. You can check us out on YouTube. New studio space. I got the specs. Say hi. We're also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on Instagram at Mike Rosato, at Jillian Rosato, on TikTok. I almost said Facebook. Who goes on Facebook
anymore? Check me out on MySpace, guys.
Get my live journal.
My Friendster.
Oh, my goodness. No, we are actually... Never mind. I've been posting the links to our podcast on Facebook and like people are commenting.
Oh, really?
Like one or two comments, but I'm like, oh, that, all right. So that's the only thing I've done on Facebook in a really long time because I hate it.
Whatever it takes.
But TikTok at Mike Rosato at Jillian _. And we'll see you here next Wednesday. Too Real.
See
you. Bye.